The attorney general said, we know nothing about a settlement. We understand that the governor has agreed to let the Western New York CPC remain where it is, so you need to just discontinue your lawsuit.
Attorney Steve Cohen is trying to find out why construction continues at the Buffalo Psychiatric Center for what he says is a potential children's wing.
So when I contacted different folks about that, they said it's, as far as we know, the merger is continuing. Then the governor announced, I think in response to some pressure, say, well, yes, we're continuing with the work, but that's so that we can put in additional children's facilities at the Buffalo Psych Center, but we're still not going to touch the Western New York Children's Psychiatric Center.
The State Office of Mental Health announced in 2016 that it would merge the facilities, touting it as a plan to save taxpayers money and expand services. But many voiced fears of putting young children at risk on a campus where adult mental health patients were also treated, despite reassurances they would remain separate. Cohen tells WBFO News he's now seeking a pretrial conference with the State Office of Mental Health and the governor.
We have to wonder whether the governor is sincere in his statement that he's not moving the West New York CPC, and whether in this election year he's simply making a statement to assuage everybody until after the election date.
Cohen questions why late last month a new mental health service for youth was announced for the Buffalo Psych Center. Two agencies plan to open up a new dual diagnosis inpatient unit for those ages 12 through 17 with developmental and mental health disabilities. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.